It is The Drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Great stuff with Aaron Lemming. Got me fired up for the NFL draft coming up here in 2 days.
That Bear Report is a pretty good podcast, too.
Yeah.
I enjoy listening. I mean, I even, Derek, listen to that once in a while. So how about
That's a compliment.
I'm kind of like a weird stalker kind of, like baby reindeer on Netflix stalker kind. I'm like 1,200 shows ahead of you.
I don't
you
get
Netflix.
That reference, no.
Yeah, there's a new show called Baby Reindeer.
Okay.
There's a girl that stalks a guy, and I don't know. I got to get you to watch Ripley.
I'm curious now that you said that guy reminds you of Hans.
It's slow moving. I'm still laughing about that. Hans is like, oh, so I remind you of a murder.
Uh-huh.
It's a slow moving thing with Ripley, but you... Like, I never do this. I just want to see a good movie. I want something or a good show that entertains me. I don't care about the cinematic stuff and everything, but it's shot in black and white. It's like he always wears these dress shoes that make a lot of noise. And after a while, I started to realize, like, that's the big sound effect is him just always walking around. And there's just like there's a lot of times in shows where there's hardly any dialogue. And I think that's supposed to be that way. And I like the way it was done. I really do. So I don't normally get into something like that. But I did get into that. So
I may have to check it out or give it a watch here.
Yeah, when you get time. I don't know when that'll be.
For sure. speaking of things that people don't usually get into would be interconference transferring, crossing rivalry borders. It's pre-transfer portal, pre the last 3 to 4 or 5 years, you didn't see a lot of that. Now, we had an example where Mark Smith went from Illinois his freshman year, then to Mizzou, then, of course, finished up at Kansas State. We were talking off the air, you know, Luke Recker at one point, Indiana.
And who was the other kid? Utah?
Iowa, Jared Utah. No, that's not necessarily rivalry, but it's in conference. Wisconsin to Iowa.
It was
Bo Ryan
so weird.
Bought the heck out of that.
Yes, he did.
And you had to get there used to be a rule you had to get approval from
That's
the place
right.
you're leaving. Otherwise, they could kind of hold you hostage on your scholarship to where Utah had to pay his way to Iowa for a year.
That's right.
So
it was just so weird to back then. It's still, I'll be honest with you, it's still weird to me to think Luke Goody could play for another Big Ten team next season. I mean, that's
not just a Big Ten team.
Well, right. Yeah, he could be at Indiana. I don't think it'll ever not be strange to me to see that. I'm fine with like Jaden Epps leaving and going somewhere, or Sincere Harris going to West Virginia. We're not going to run into them, I don't think. But to go to another Big Ten school, I wouldn't want that as an athlete. Like, excuse me, I wouldn't want the vitriol from the school I originally attended to then go somewhere else. And then it's like, it could go swimmingly bad if you suck at the new school and you stink against that school that you just left from, then you could really hear it. So I don't think I would want the pressure of that as a player.
I get that for sure. Now, I think that it certainly could just, if you're not going to wear that pressure or wear that, I think some guys handle the animosity that might come their way or certain smart things that you'd hear from a student section would handle it better than others. Some would maybe not want to deal with it. And I don't know that, you know, Hunter Dickinson landed in a really good spot at Kansas. Now, still had to come and play Illinois for the charity game. I don't, if he comes back to Lawrence this year, I'm imagining, although he'd probably be liking one more chance if they say Illinois had to go to the Fog for a charity exhibition game. He's like, yeah, you know, maybe we don't play Illinois this year. So I don't have to lose again, but
yeah, I don't want to lose. Well, yeah, and I don't want to lose to Hunter. I want always on my side.
Yeah, but like the thought of Maryland was thought to be a big player. It's like, oh man, if he goes to Maryland, what that's going to be like? Him going to Ann Arbor to play that game, but just the thought of I had this idea because Luke, of course, visiting Indiana. What would that be like? How would Illinois fans receive him? And just the thought of someone that I think was someone that the fans really, really liked and enjoyed at Illinois.
Agreed.
Liked the idea of pulling someone out of Indiana and maybe using him against the Hoosiers in particular and just thinking that he could go there and really rub it in their face. But now if he'd be back in the candy stripe or in the candy stripes, like some of his family members, how would that go? There have been some others here recently, like Roddy Gale from Ohio State going to Michigan. So that's going to be interesting. I know if that was in football, it would be a far bigger
deal.
Oh, my
goodness.
You might have to remind those fan bases that basketball season's even happening when they play. But
it does depend on the kid, though, right?
It does.
Like Luke Goody, I could give you reasons why Indiana makes sense. He's from that state. They need a shooter.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So this isn't him just absolutely flipping off Illinois and saying, I'm out, I'm going to Indiana, and I want to beat you. So I think sometimes it depends on the kid as to how much you're going to approve or disapprove. Uh-huh. Of, you know, I think you're always going to disapprove, right, when somebody leaves you. But that or if they're not very good and you want that spot open to get somebody different, then maybe you would approve. But
right.
I think sometimes it would depend on who the player is. Like Mark Smith was a kid that just kept going down a hole of, we don't like you anymore, right? And so when he left to go to Mizzou, number one, he picked a spot that we're just like, oh, okay, well, now you really want us to hate you. But yet it was just one of those where it was like, whatever, dude, whatever.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Don't let the door hit you and you know what, right? So, but Luke Goody, I think, even though like you're not going to pull for Luke Goody, like to have big games maybe against you at Indiana, you're certainly going to root for Illinois against him and hope he doesn't make a shot for Indiana.
He's going to get booed every time he touches the ball, I don't think.
Exactly. I and totally
if he does,
agree.
I'm coming at you, Kyle. Orange Crushers. Don't think that would be warranted for sure.
Yeah, that wouldn't be nice. Show pictures of really small bluegill. That'll bug him. That'll get into his head, man. It'd just be like, oh, why is that largemouth bass only a half a pound? Why? Luke Goody caught this. That would be a great sign.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Like right behind the free throw line, Luke Goody caught this and just have this really tiny largemouth bass. And just be like, and a crappie and a bluegill, and they're all just like, and then throw a shad on there just for the heck of it. You guys are like, what's a shad?
I just thought it's just a bottom feeder.
Okay. Yeah, you don't need them.
Speaking of bottom feeder, Michigan. all right, so
nice transition.
As far as rivals, have there been Duke Carolina crossovers? That would be one that would be very high animosity.
That would be
Kentucky Louisville
Tobacco Road. I think so
is one of those. And on that note, there is a former Orlando Antigua recruit who declared for the draft, and Illinois, I would imagine, hopes that it's not going to be a situation where he's going to Louisville to play against the Wildcats. That's Ugana Onyenso, I should say.
Onyenso.
I should say. I said say and so. Yeah, you know, say it ain't so or say it is so. He is in the portal while declaring for the draft. There's talk of a potential visit to Louisville here coming up very soon. I think Illinois will be very much involved. I imagine everybody, I wouldn't say everybody, but a lot of people around the country. He was considered one of, if not the best shot blocker in the country last year. Now, he only averaged about 4.5 points a game.
Big dude.
7 foot, athletic, rim runner. he's projected by ESPN as a mid-second round pick.
I just laugh now. 7 foot, I'm like, shooting guard.
Yeah, right.
That'll be in 10 years. That's what it'll be like. Oh, he's a shooting guard, 7 foot shooting guard. Yep. That's perfect. Yeah.
But that's just another potential example, and these are becoming more prevalent, of how weird college basketball is right now, that there are these crossovers, and they will probably still be prevalent, if not more prevalent in the future, because of NIL, because of just the freedom of movement. And all of this is throwing a lot of fans through a loop already.
Right.
And there's some out there that are already complaining, you know, it's hard to attach myself to one player. Well, on top of that, not only could their player leave, they could go to your most hated rival.
It is very strange. I was going to ask you, I know Illinois still has 4 guys to go get, and I'm sure they're going to take advantage of getting a wing that could score at a high level, but as the roster's constructed now, would that be dangerous to bring in a guy that only averages 4 points a game? I know he didn't play at a high level. I'm sure he's going to play more minutes probably as he gets older and next year for Illinois, and that might equate to 8 points, 10 points. But, like, there's not a lot of offense right now as I stare at this team, right? Am I missing something here? Trey White doesn't seem – although you said he averaged like 14,
Yeah, it was like 13 a game.
Okay, so that's not bad. And, of course, Boswell
can score it.
Yeah, he can
obviously.
Score.
Obviously. There's a big – they'll want to go get a primary offensive guy,
yeah.
alpha offensive guy in the wing for sure. It is, though, it's interesting that you go from someone like Coleman Hawkins, who was very – and he wasn't like a 20-a-game scorer, but he was very versatile offensively, brought a lot to the table offensively. Defensively, when he was guarding on the perimeter, very valuable, but at the rim, not a rim protector at all.
No.
It'd be great to have a rim protector, but to your point, it could be a good conversation about what do you think of maybe a non-offensive big man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do think he's only 19 years old,
right?
And Orlando Antigua was going to know better than anybody what his true potential is offensively of developing. Now, I would say an athlete like that, if you've got a good point guard to feed him on lobs, pick and roll stuff, like even if you think, and I'm not making this, I'm not saying they're the same player, they're not, but like Kofi Coburn, early stages at Illinois, really wasn't a let's throw the ball into him and he's going to make a move and get a bucket. It was a lot of pick and roll, a lot of offensive rebound, put back. So I think it's fair to wonder how a guy, number one, that's seriously considered in the NBA draft, only averaged about 4.5 a game as far as points per game goes. He was playing with a handful of other highly touted big guys and only played about 18, 19 minutes a game.
But Illinois is going to go get scoring. So
they'll get scoring.
He'd be a perfect person to have inside.
He can clean up a lot.
Exactly.
As far as defensively. And but he'll be highly wanted because he's got that profile of being one of the best shot blockers out there. Just good athlete and maybe more to tap into offensively. We'll hear more about players, I think, going forward that have Antigua connections. To answer a question here real quick, someone on the U of I Atlanta Link text line, Jay said, has Illinois contacted Boogie Fland, who is a five-star committed to Kentucky, signed with Kentucky. Orlando was the primary recruiter there. I don't think Illinois is going to be involved in that one.
Mm.
Arkansas is trying to get him. A couple other schools are diving in. I think Louisville's in there as well. I don't think Illinois will be dabbling with that one. I imagine that the NIL price, the youth, even though he's very talented, I don't know that Brad wants Kylan at 19 years old and then Boogie at 18 to be kind of the backcourt. I think he'd prefer to have, number one, more experience, although Kylan has played 2 years of high major basketball. Also, some more size. I think that would be if you can pick whether to have it or not, you obviously want to have it. So that's another thing. But just bottom line, I've heard probably not going to happen with Boogie Fland. But
okay.
Ugonna Onyenso, I do think that they'll have a high degree of interest, or they'll be very much in play there. But it will be tough because he's going to command probably a high NIL offer. But on the note of Orlando being back. What a huge addition for Brad Underwood. He's back in Champaign over at Ubbin today. He spoke to the media this morning and wanted to get you that. So here is your new but also old Illini assistant coach.
Orlando, can you take us through the process and how you ended up deciding to come back?
It's a great question. It took a lot of decisions that had to be made between myself and my family. And a lot of praying, a lot of weighing through things and a few days of some uneasiness and getting a chance to talk to Brad during those times was really important and key in terms of being able to decide what the next step was going to be for me and my family. And I'm really, really excited to be coming back and seeing all of you and checking out this beautiful facility. And I joked because yesterday, it's the first time that I got a chance to see everything. And was sitting with Joey and Fletch and thinking, man, you remember all the hours we talked about what we would like in this building and this and that. Now to see it live and in effect, it's impressive. It's impressive.
What drew you back here?
The chance to work with Brad again, a chance to work with Tim Anderson, Jeff Alexander, and Joey Biggs, and the young gunners and Zach. And Tyler, all those guys, the things that we were able to do here the first time around was special, and we got the thing going. Obviously, my family and I continue to watch and support throughout the years that, you know, we weren't here. And, you know, I just think we have a really good, deep friendship between everybody here on the staff. So it made sense.
What stands out to you the most about where the program's gone from since you left?
It's not surprising what's been happening, you know, because it had started to head that way. And, you know, Brad's a phenomenal coach, unbelievable motivator, a great recruiter. And now you add the support of the fan base, the excitement that's in the state and even now across the country. I it was no surprise that it was going to continue to go that way.
I mean, when we did this 7 years ago with you, I mean, there's a lot of talk about what Illinois basketball could be. What's it like to come back to have maybe a cell like this is what Illinois basketball is?
Yeah, it is. I just want to make sure I don't screw it up. You know, my job is to come in and try to be supportive of the work that the guys have done here. Like I said, you know, Coach has done a great job of putting together an incredible staff, guys that work, guys that have incredible relationships. They develop players. They got deep relationship with the kids and their people, you know, throughout the country. And I just kind of want to come in and be supportive of that.
What was that relationship with Brad? Did it kind of stand the test of time? And what made it so strong that
when
you come back?
Brad and I have had a strong relationship for many years, even prior to when I was coaching at South Florida. I would run into him on the road and try to pick his brain on different defenses, different offensive philosophies. Obviously, he coached one of my college teammates in Willie Cauley. And then we were battling it out for his son on the recruiting trails when he was at South Carolina and I was at Kentucky. So we've had our friendship and our relationship goes deep. And then, you know, my wife and his wife and his girls and just the families are really stay connected throughout the years. And it's a genuine friendship.
Has changed a lot since last time you were here. How has those changes with the transfer portal and NIL impacted how you approach?
You mean the portal combating? Yeah. It's part of the landscape now that you have to adjust. The beauty of it is, like I said, one of the benefits that the coach has is that, and being a junior college coach, he had to do that an awful lot, where you have to try to replenish and replace almost an entire roster every year. And it's the landscape of basketball now. So, you know, it's a lot of juggling. It's a lot of trying to put the pieces together. It's a lot of conversation. It's a lot of going back and forth and trying to make sure that the pieces are fit and that the kids are, that can come in and continue the culture that's already been established here.
I look better talk. Obviously, he's elevated this to a national championship and that vision aligns with you. So why can this place win a national championship?
Because of all the things I mentioned prior to, you got unbelievable coach, you got unbelievable fan base, you're able to recruit the top players in the country, and you know, when you get to a neutral site, that's where the impact of the fan base is really happens, and you know, that's when you get to the tournament and you are able to get a little bit of an advantage with that to be able to try to advance and to get to the last weekend of the tournament.
You're going to get a chance to work with a couple of young bigs. Like, what do you kind of know now about Kerry Booth and Rez Johnson coming in?
Guys that are extremely talented, have a lot of ability. I'm excited to try to deposit the things I can in them. Not that they need a lot, looking forward to spending some time with them, getting to know them getting to know me and encouraging them, putting my arms around them and pushing them.
What did Brad task you with Portal Combat? What do you say you need to go do now?
Like always, you got to go get players. You got to go get players. So we're constantly working on that and scouring the universe. Let me just say that.
Recruiting, is it still relationships even in this era? Like, how much does that still matter, you know, compared to prep recruiting?
It does matter. It matters a lot. I mean, the relationships is what gets you in the door. Then it's about what you can sell in terms of your program, your vision, and all those things. And there's a lot to sell here, a lot.
Brad mentioned international a couple of times. I know you've been overseas a time or two looking for players. Is that possibly expanding the footprint here for Illinois that way this year?
I think Illinois is a global brand, and I don't see why not. I don't think we will limit where the Illinois brand can go, and so we'll continue to try to expand that.
Does the pool of players, both in the high school ranks and the portal, does that follow you from school to school, or do you have to start over when you go to a new school?
No, some will and some won't. It depends on relationship, it depends on opportunity, it depends on need. And so, you know, every situation determines what those things can be. And, you know, we will look to see what pieces can fit, and then we'll try to recruit those kids that meet the needs.
Are you surprised when Brad reached out, or did you kind of have a sense that your phone might be ringing from up?
No, I mean, I wasn't surprised, because we have maintained throughout the years, you know, conversations, and I had to joke with him about, you know, taking the shirt off with the gun. I said, next time, make sure you spray paint boxes. that instance just showed how much fun that team was having, how exciting it was. We've stayed in communication throughout the years, and just shooting the breeze and sharing philosophies and just chit-chatting.
I know you've accomplished a lot with Coach Calipari. What was it like just parting ways with him? I know with his new opportunity there.
Cal is one of the greatest to ever do it. And for me to be able to have 9 years to have worked with him, learned from him, he's someone that I still consider a mentor, who I talked to last night. So, this business is all about relationships, I think when you go about things the right way, those relationships withstand any kind of challenges, any kind of changes, and those kind of things.
That was Orlando Antigua, new associate head coach on the assistant staff there for Brad Underwood over at Ubbin. A lot of people excited, and for good reason, that Amen. O is back, and he's obviously a big, big part of Illinois pushing forward, and he had great things to say about Brad and
right.
a lot of different angles there that they hit on. I thought it was interesting, Jeremy asking about Cal at the very, very end. Mm-hmm. I do think it's cool that he said, hey, if you got good enough relationship, you can handle change, yeah. you can handle some conflict and whatnot. So Illinois glad to have him back on their side. I know that for sure.
I know we're going to hear from Brad Underwood coming up. Yesterday, a couple of listeners had texted in on the U of I Atlanta Lake text line about why doesn't Orlando just take a head job. Now, he's had that before at South Florida, right?
Yep,
and
yep.
it did not go well.
Correct.
But do you think I think that's a legit question, right? He's been a big-time assistant at some big-time places and seems to be a guy that you would think would be able, but maybe he just has kind of settled into this niche role of one of the top recruiters in the country that's going to make $1 million a year. I mean, uh-huh. That's pretty solid job.
Yeah, I think a lot of people from the pay would take it. Of course, the what you have to put into it is
right.
is a ton. But I don't get the sense, and I didn't when he was here the first time, that he was itching to get back into the head man seat. Not saying he couldn't do it.
Sure.
Because I do think with his personality and ability to recruit that he could get talented rosters. And I think that he's well-known as a big-man developer for a reason. So a lot of really good connections. Could he assemble a staff? Yes. So, it didn't go well at South Florida. Didn't leave it in a great spot. They had some issues as far as an investigation goes. I think there was claim of academic fraud, maybe a little bit of recruiting violation. So that first part of it, end up very
yeah.
well, but
yeah.
I just don't think that there's a huge desire for him, as far as I can tell, for him to get back to that or try his hand at it in a different spot. And some assistants never really, or once they try it out once, are
yeah.
just good with being an assistant the rest of the way. So I think that it's obvious Chester Frazier is very hungry to get into that head man role at some point. I don't know that Tim Anderson will. I'm not saying he won't, but I think he's very, very good at what he does and maybe is just fine with being an assistant. I think O is in that spot as well. And when you're he's either the highest paid assistant in the country or on a very, very short list, maybe definitely top five, that's not a bad job either.
No, and I know Brad's making $5 million, so I know that, you know, or around there. So, you know, obviously there's that ability to make even more. But
sure, yeah.
Some guys maybe just don't want all that comes with the head coaching job. You know, there's a lot more to that.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to kind of stay in the background and just kind of do your thing and do it well, I'm sure Orlando Antigua was fine at that. So,
yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Let's hear from the head man next. He talked about bringing back Orlando Antigua. Also, some updates as far as portal pursuits. Of course, you're not going to name any names or who they're going after or how things going with Ben Humrickhouse. No, there's none of that, but there's plenty that Brad spoke on. We'll get you that next. This is The Drive.
Oh, boy, and let's see if I can get through this. Your dedication to education
audible.
paid off. Your college diploma is in hand. As you enter the workforce, prepare for your financial future with Busey. They want you to exercise smart spending habits. Think before making major purchases like a new car. Don't max out credit cards. What? I just booked a flight while we were sitting there. Build an emergency fund. Pay down debt. Save for retirement. Create a budget. That's so important. Visit their blog, Money Matters, on Busey.com, and you can find their financial calculator. That'll even let you know how much car I can afford or how long it'll take to pay off that credit card. Their experts can help with a bunch of things: outcome-based investing, retirement and estate planning, tax planning, risk management, all of that. Graduation is a great time to start on the right foot financially. Let Busey help you with all of it. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Busey, member FDIC.
As Tapman's Towing celebrates 50 years of serving Central Illinois, we're always seeking good people to serve our great customers. Our team of expert tow professionals would like to interview others with CDLs, previous tow experience, or a strong interest in serving others. If you enjoy serving people, love working in the outdoors, and looking for a career, not just a job, we should talk soon. Do you have a strong desire but lack the experience? We should still talk. Visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
We are celebrating today with an outstanding college relations sergeant. Her name is Sam Penland. You are working, making people safe, helping people, talking to people, and you're giving a positive influence like you receive. What do you want people to know finally about police?
I think because people often see me and I appear to look young, they don't realize that I've been in policing since 2004. And so when I came in, policing tactics were very different. There has been a huge shift, and the reason why I really focus on my style now is because I have seen hard policing and what works. And so some people might think, oh, well, you're too soft, or we're not fighting crime the way we used to. We are. This doesn't mean that we're not enforcing laws, but there's a difference now with how we can help people. Relax.
Think you have to settle for mediocre car insurance to save money? Think again. It's possible to get superior coverage and still save money with Erie Insurance. Customers who switched to Erie saved up to $951. It pays to compare. Switch and save with Erie.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance.
Annual savings based on new customers surveyed in March 2022 who reported savings when switching auto insurance. Individual premiums and savings will vary.
And why did basketball star Ty Rogers choose Pacifica on Green as his place to live?
You know, Lisa had me here and she showed me around, and I just feel like it was like a good family atmosphere. It felt very safe and friendly, you know, and I think the things that they have here, like the arcade room, the study rooms, like the little coffee rooms, to be able to be here is a blessing.
A free game room?
I know, right? It's crazy. You get to play games for free, you know. If I had my friends in town, we could go up there and race and things like that. So, I mean, man, crazy.
Visit PacificaOnGreen.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. There's no better time to update your home. And here's a big plus. It's all for less at the Karastan Rebate Plus event. Through Sunday only, save on beautiful Karastan carpets and floors with rebates up to $1,000. Save on Karastan's luxurious carpets and durable luxury vinyl. Karastan Luxcraft is designed with long-lasting materials that resist water, scratches, and dents. Plus, get a bonus free labor credit on every carpet and floor. For every 100 square feet of flooring material purchased, receive a $50 instant labor credit. Plus, get instant rebates on all furniture, rugs, and accessories. Save $250 on every $1,000 you spend. And buy it all with free financing for 3 years. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Through Sunday only, the Karastan Rebate Plus event at Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Come home to Carpet Weavers.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana.
And now, Kelsey Briggs, owner of Salon 105 in Mahomet.
We're trying to bring something big to a small area and bring luxury into our small community. It is definitely a dream come true. I knew from a young age that I always wanted to do hair and own a salon, which is why I got a business degree, and it has led me here. And the growth has just been so much faster than I anticipated, but it's been amazing. One thing that really sets us apart as a salon is our team. We have such an amazing atmosphere. Everyone is so respectful to each other, and it's pretty essentially a drama-free zone. We do a lot of team building and hang out with each other outside of work so that we can get to know each other on a personal base, which makes our environment very welcoming to anyone who comes in.
Salon 105, providing friendly, personalized service through a terrific, highly skilled team. To book your appointment, visit salon-105.com. That's salon-105.com.
Very excited to announce the return of Orlando Antigua back to our staff. And, you know, I call O the kind of the godfather of college basketball in terms of being assistant coach. He's one of the great connectors of people, fabulous coach as well, but a guy that has proven his worth in terms of what he's done recruiting at every stop along the way. And obviously his latest stop being at Kentucky, some of the top recruiting classes in the country. So excited to have him join the fold. He's a guy that obviously is very familiar with this place, had very, very good vibes about where this program was going and the direction it was going, and excited we've been able to continue to grow that, and that he felt like winning a national championship was and is within the realm here, and is on the same mission as I am in terms of being able to do that. So a great friend. Welcome him back, and excited to have his laughter, to have his mind, to have his connectivity with our players and our coaches. Just a wonderful guy on all fronts.
Since you know each other so well, he's been here, was there any pitch you had to make for him?
Sure. You know, I think the one thing that, you know, it was a transition, obviously going on at Kentucky. And I think it was an opportunity that his familiarity, I think he had a lot of great friends in the Champaign-Urbana area while he was here, outside of basketball. I think that he felt very comfortable. We had to, you know, you bring up those things and the importance, but, you know, I think it was the continued success of this program, the relationship that, that he and I have kept throughout, and, you know, he's not just a colleague, he's a very good friend.
What qualities make Orlando such a successful recruiter,
I think? Well, one, he works really, really hard, but, you know, most importantly, he's got a magnetic personality, he's got a great sense of humor, he relates well with people of all ages, whether they're 18 or whether they're in the adult world dealing with young people. He's knowledgeable. His background, playing, his success with the Globetrotters, his success as a player has just allowed him worldwide to make connections, and that's invaluable. There's very, very few people in this business that have a network like he does.
Brent, you mentioned national championship. I know that's the goal. Orlando wants that too. What about this move helps you get to that goal?
Yeah, I just think he's a guy that has the ability, like I said, to go worldwide. He's put together and strung together, and he did it here. Top recruiting classes, find great players, find players that fit. He and I have a great, you know, connectivity. I think he fits extremely well with Tim and Jeff, you know, and the job that those guys are doing. Those guys are not to be, you know, lost in this. They've done a tremendous job as well. So, you know, I think that, you know, he's just got a worldwide network. He's got the ability to recruit high-quality players. And connections to do that throughout the country and throughout the world. And when you're trying to win a national championship, you know, as proven by UConn, you know, they're going to have five or six guys drafted this year. So you better have really good players, and that's the goal here.
What? On a personal level, like Orlando, believe me, to help build this thing up from where it was, now to come back and elevate it. Is that relationship just means you
a lot, basketball. A lot. You know, it's, you know, I say this all the time, that, you know, to me, basketball is about winning, and it's about relationships. And when you have those two things, a lot of other really positive things come out of that. And winning's really, really hard. You got to have tremendous trust, tremendous loyalty, camaraderie, connectivity, all the adjectives you want to use. And to go through it once with him, and he was new to me and me to him, but to go through that now a second time and have the familiarity, have the comfort, he knows what I'm thinking, I know what he's thinking, and the personal side of the relationship means a great deal. He's believing not just in what I'm doing, but most importantly what the university and what this program is continuing to do and build on.
What did you see for him in Lexington that you're excited to bring back to Champaign this time around?
A lot of good players. you know, I think that's stating the obvious. Obviously, Coach Calipari is in Kentucky have been at the forefront of alluring really, really good players to their university. And again, that's one of the reasons that Cal went after it. His ability to connect, his ability to recruit top flight players, his ability to mold them and develop them. I have tremendous value in that. I say all the time, we're a development program. I think the job that O did with Kofi, with Georgie, in developing those guys was remarkable. It goes beyond just the obvious, which is the recruiting piece. It also goes to the coaching and the development piece as well.
What can his impact be with Kerry and Perez and whoever else?
Yeah, no doubt. It's huge. And we're getting, a couple young guys in Perez. And obviously, Kerry's played and got 30-plus games under his belt. But, a guy who played that position, a guy who knows and understands the position and what it takes, and he's very knowledgeable. So I'm excited about those young guys being able to learn under his tutelage.
What role will he have in attracting guys out of the portal?
A lot. I mean, he is as the portal is no doubt a prominent piece of everything that we're doing. We're not shying away from that. I love the pieces that Tim and Jeff have brought in to this point, and as that portal continues to evolve from players not just going in here late but around the world as well, I think there's a tremendous footprint that could be left by Orlando in terms of those areas. He'll be very dialed in as well.
How did the process begin, did you contact him or did he contact you and say, hey, I'm not going with Cal to Fayetteville?
No, we've stayed in touch, and it was, and I asked him, I reached out, I was, just to see what his interest level might be, and in terms of coming back and helping an old friend, from there it just kind of turned into a process, it was very comforting for me to. Not hear a no or I'm good. It was very comforting to, let me go through this. And we end up at this point and couldn't be more thrilled for our players, our fans, our administration, his counterparts on the staff, because he is a guy that will touch everybody in every facet.
With Luke entering the portal, is that alter or add to what you're now looking for as you fill out the roster?
It's, again, in a world where everything's very transactional, it's almost to be expected. And, we've been recruiting new guys at multiple positions, throughout. And like I said, I know how to count to 13. We may get close, we may not. Fill them all. We'll see, but we do know that we have to identify a few things yet in terms of getting this thing right where I want to get it. But we're on a pretty good start at this point, I feel like.
How much is maybe on tie to talking about being the keeper of the culture? Because you'll have the most experience.
Yeah, I think there's cultures open, obviously. I'm the keeper of it. I've got to be able to pass that on and push that through. But obviously, you've got guys that understand. And I think in today's world, you get a couple guys. I always said that when I was a JUCO coach. You just get a couple guys, no matter where they're at in the program. They have to understand what we're doing, understand the lingo. I think the summer becomes important, in terms of the time and just establishing things. But I feel like we've been very forthcoming with the young people that we've signed in terms of what our culture is, what we're about, and then we'll continue to implement that as they start to arrive and move forward in building that.
What is the balance of having some continuity and know what you do and upgrading talent, obviously?
Yeah, sometimes continuity can be, you can have too much. I think there's a certain excitement that comes with the newness. I think there's some level of comfort when you have guys back and you have guys that are comfortable. I was very comfortable, obviously, with Coleman and Terrence. I knew what we had in those guys. On the other hand, there's just a tremendous sense of excitement because I think the guys we've we've got, and the guys I know we're going to get are really talented and can do some different things. So I'm excited to see how that all comes together.
Is high school recruiting still a big piece of the puzzle?
It will be, absolutely, absolutely. I think that there's, as we get away from the COVID year, the fifth year guys, I think you'll start to see high school guys, they're going to become important for us. I don't know how important they'll be for everybody, but they're going to continue to become important for us. I think that, you know, we need to add two or three every year to that mix and keep developing those guys and have them go through it. But, you know, I think that's an area that we've been pretty consistent with, is trying to add a couple of those guys every year.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435-120.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience, several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business. Escape the ordinary and embark on an unforgettable adventure with Stevie J Travel with Larry and Elena Kemper. Hi, it's Stevie J. Picture yourself aboard a small yacht departing from the enchanting city of Dubrovnik, Croatia. As a gentle breeze carries the scent of the Adriatic Sea, you'll set sail toward the captivating Dalmatian Islands. Over 10 magnificent days, immerse yourself in the Mediterranean lifestyle where every moment is a celebration of beauty and tranquility. explore hidden coves, swim in crystal clear waters, and stroll through seaside villages. With Stevie J Travel, every detail is taken care of, from luxurious accommodations to delectable onboard dining experiences. Relax on deck as the sun dips below the horizon, painting the sky in hues of orange and pink. This is more than a cruise. It's a journey of discovery and delight. Escape to paradise with Stevie J Travel. Visit StevieJTravel.com. That's StevieJAYTravel.com for details. Your Mediterranean adventure awaits.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana.
Finishing up on the drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Cardinals back in action tonight.
Yeah.
If they don't get rained out, I don't know exactly what the forecast is. I think there's a little bit of rain, maybe a delay, potentially, based on what I've seen here. But
Cubbies 75, play 70, last night?
They play
sorry,
tonight.
Sorry.
75% chance of rain around 6 o'clock, but then it'll clear up later in the night. So maybe a little bit of a delay, but should be able to get that in. Cardinals have Steven Matz going. Tommy Henry for the D-backs. His ERA is north of 6.
Okay.
We'll see if the bats get going. Did not play last night. They opened a series with the Astros tonight there in Chicago.
Did you you just asked me if I've been betting any baseball. Did you just throw down a parlay for tonight?
I have not, no. Okay. Mm-hmm. I did bet the Orioles. They're playing the Angels tonight.
Gotcha.
And Grayson Rodriguez pitching for the O's. He's been fantastic. He's an AL Cy Young candidate. And that Kyle and I were talking about, was that yesterday, Kyle, or Tuesday? No, I guess Tuesday. So we weren't talking on Sunday.
Yesterday
about the O's being maybe the most fun team in baseball right now, definitely on a very short list. So I've been dabbling some in some baseball betting.
Okay.
Hey, I haven't bet very many no run first innings.
No, I haven't either. I haven't either. Maxwell just gave us the question to start tomorrow's show.
Okay.
It's a very simple question, but is not a very easy answer. Do you think all this player movement will be the new norm in college basketball, or will things settle at some point? Mm-hmm. We can talk about that tomorrow.
We can talk about it for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Because I don't think it's going to...
Hint, no settled waters anytime soon.
No what?
Settled waters anytime soon.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What did you think I said?
I thought you said something about salad.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't know what you said
no
there.
Salads.
No salad water. I'm like, do they really have water?
Salad water.
Is salad? Maybe I'd like that. Maybe that could make me healthy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home and eat some chicken noodle soup.
Okay.
Maybe watch a little Cardinals baseball.
There you go.
Let's go.
I want to check out a little bit of the Suns and T-Wolves tonight.
Oh.
It's a good series.
I tell you what, there were two unbelievable finishes to the NBA last night.
Feel bad for you.
I know.
Casual Sixers fan.
Just typical. We just find ways to lose. And then
Sixers did get screwed, though.
They did.
Really bad.
Maxey got fouled. But why don't you just take a timeout and take the ball out at half court? I mean,
he said he was trying to. Nick Nurse said he called it and they didn't give it to him.
Nick, how about right after Brunson's shot goes through the rim, through the hoop, whatever net, call timeout. It happens all the time, thousands of times a year. Yeah, don't Nick Nurse, don't blah. You're with the Sixers now and you're jinxed. They've been that way forever. And then, of course, the Lakers had a 20-point lead or something.
Jamal Murray hits that dagger at the very end, the buzzer beater. Tonight, Suns, T-Wolves, Pacers, Bucks, Mavs, Clips.
Okay. I might watch a little NBA. Yeah. And NHL, I assume, is going on over there, too. So I'll probably settle in for some of that.
Let's a nice go. Little buffet of sports tonight for sure. We'll talk all about it tomorrow. We'll see what happens in the portal. Of course, something new every day.
Right.
We thank Aaron Lemming for filling us in on the NFL draft and the Chicago Bears. Thank everybody for listening in. Everybody have a great night. Talk to you tomorrow. This is The Drive.